Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Great Writing, Two Great Paragraphs by Keith S. Fulz. Part of the Great Writing series in its fifth edition is a skills-focused textbook for English language learners who want to write clear, effective, academic paragraphs. Positioned for intermediate ESL EFL students, it concentrates on the foundational unit of academic writing, the well-built paragraph with one controlling idea, logical support, and smooth flow. The book is organized as a guided, step-by-step course that takes learners from understanding paragraph structure to producing their own paragraphs through planning, drafting, and revising. A key feature is its practical orientation explanations are followed by structured practice, helping students apply concepts immediately rather than only reading about them. Along the way, the book reinforces essential grammar, mechanics, and sentence-level accuracy as tools that support meaning and coherence. Used in classrooms and for self-study, it aims to make paragraph writing repeatable and manageable, building confidence for longer academic assignments later. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, building a paragraph around one controlling idea. A central emphasis of Great Writing 2, Great Paragraphs, is that an effective paragraph communicates one clear controlling idea. Learners are guided to understand why unity matters and how readers depend on a paragraph to stay focused rather than wander across multiple points. The book trains students to identify the main point they want to make and to express it clearly, typically through a strong topic sentence that sets expectations for what follows. From there, the paragraph is treated as a logical unit. Every sentence must connect back to the controlling idea and contribute to its development. This focus is especially helpful for multilingual writers who may have strong ideas but struggle to narrow them into a single paragraph-sized message. By repeatedly practicing this principle, students learn to avoid common problems like mixing unrelated details, changing topics mid-paragraph, or relying on vague statements. The result is writing that is easier to read and easier to evaluate, which is crucial in academic settings where instructors assess clarity, relevance, and organization. The controlling idea approach also becomes a transferable habit that supports future essay writing, because essays are built from coherent paragraphs with distinct roles. Secondly, organizing support details, examples, and logical order, the book presents paragraph writing as more than producing correct sentences. It is about selecting and organizing support so a reader can follow and be convinced. Students practice generating supporting details that develop the main idea rather than merely repeating it. A key skill is learning what counts as support in academic writing: concrete examples, explanations, reasons, and relevant facts stated in a clear, readable way. Great Writing 2 also highlights organization as a reader-friendly choice. Writers learn to arrange support in a sensible order, such as moving from general to specific, ordering ideas by importance, or using time order when describing events. This systematic approach helps learners avoid paragraphs that feel like disconnected lists of sentences, because the book is designed for instruction and practice. Students repeatedly apply planning techniques that encourage them to think before drafting, deciding which points belong in the paragraph and which do not. Over time, this helps writers build paragraphs that feel complete and purposeful, with enough development to satisfy academic expectations. This topic connects directly to the book's broader aim-making paragraph construction, a reliable process that students can repeat across different writing tasks in classroom. Prompts. Thirdly, creating cohesion with transitions and consistent reference, cohesion, the sense that sentences fit together smoothly, is treated as a practical skill that can be learned through specific tools. Great Writing 2. Great Paragraphs emphasizes techniques that guide readers from sentence to sentence without confusion. Students work with common cohesive devices, such as transitions and connectors that show relationships, including addition, contrast, cause and effect, and sequence. Or, beyond transitions, cohesion also comes from consistent reference and careful wording choices, so that key ideas are repeated strategically while avoiding awkward repetition. This matters for ESL EFL writers, because even when grammar is correct, paragraphs can still feel choppy if relationships between ideas are not signaled. The book supports learners in making those relationships visible, reducing the burden on the reader to guess how a sentence connects to what came before. This focus on cohesion complements the book's emphasis on unity. Unity decides what belongs in the paragraph, while cohesion determines how smoothly the included ideas flow. With structured practice, writers gain control over paragraph movement and pacing, producing text that sounds more academic and more natural. Strong cohesion also supports comprehension in academic contexts, where readers expect clear signposting and predictable logical connections between claims and supporting details. Fourthly, integrating grammar and mechanics into paragraph writing, rather than treating grammar and mechanics as isolated drills. Great Writing 2 integrates accuracy into the act of composing paragraphs. This approach reflects the reality of academic writing readers judge meaning, organization, and language control at the same time. Students are encouraged to view grammar, punctuation, and sentence structure as tools that clarify ideas and reduce ambiguity. When a writer is learning to build paragraphs, sentence-level issues can weaken the message by distracting readers or obscuring relationships between ideas. By practicing grammar and mechanics in context, learners see how correct forms support coherence and credibility. The book's instructional design links writing goals to language choices, reinforcing that a well-organized paragraph still needs clear sentences to be effective. This is especially useful for intermediate learners who are transitioning from basic sentence writing to longer, more complex paragraph development. Attention to mechanics, such as punctuation and capitalization, also supports readability and helps students meet classroom expectations for polished work. Because practice is embedded in the paragraph building process, students can revise and edit with a clearer sense of purpose. They are not fixing random errors. They are improving communication and making the paragraph easier to read. Lastly, a repeatable process planning, drafting, revising, and practice. A defining strength of great writing too. Great paragraphs is its process-oriented structure. The book is designed to move students through the stages of writing in a way that makes improvement measurable and repeatable. Learners practice planning strategies that help them generate ideas and choose the best support for a single paragraph. Then draft with the controlling idea and organization in mind. Revision is treated as a normal and necessary stage, not a punishment for mistakes. Students learn to recheck unity, review whether support is specific enough, and improve coherence by adding or adjusting transitions and references. This emphasis is reinforced through abundant exercises that follow explanations, allowing students to apply each concept repeatedly and build confidence. The practical sequence is valuable in classroom settings because instructors can assign targeted tasks and track progress. It also benefits self-study learners who need guidance and structure. By breaking paragraph writing into manageable steps, the book reduces anxiety and helps students see writing as a skill they can develop through deliberate practice. Over time, this repeated cycle builds independent students internalize a method for producing clear paragraphs across different topics, which prepares them for longer academic writing, such as multi-paragraph assignments and essays. In conclusion, Great Writing 2. Great Paragraphs is best suited for intermediate ESL/EFL learners who want a clear pathway from sentence-level writing to confident academic paragraphs. It is also a practical choice for teachers who need a structured course with consistent explanations and frequent opportunities for guided practice. Readers benefit most if they want a repeatable method for producing paragraphs that stay on topic, develop ideas with appropriate support, and read smoothly through cohesive links. The book's integration of grammar and mechanics into paragraph tasks is especially useful for students who know rules in isolation, but struggle to apply them while drafting. Although, compared with many general writing handbooks, it stands out by keeping the focus narrow and teachable. It treats the paragraph as a core unit of academic communication and develops that skill systematically rather than jumping quickly to essay-level concerns. This makes it easier for learners to see progress because each improvement in unity, support, and cohesion is visible in a single paragraph. While advanced writers may need more sophisticated rhetorical training beyond paragraph fundamentals, the book succeeds as a bridge to academic writing expectations and as a dependable classroom or self-study resource for building strong writing habits. If you would like to support Keith S. Fulce, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.